You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Adam Spector once again, who is the CEO and co-founder of Vertru. He was previously at the successful startup Clearwell Systems, which sold to Symantec for $400 million. Adam, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks. Great to be here.
Great to have you back, Adam. So how have things changed since we've last spoke, and is truthful identity still as big a topic?
Yeah, Eric, you know, it's funny. We talked, if I remember correctly, last time we talked was on Election Day, actually, in 2012. It was an interesting time, of course, because people were talking about who are real people? Who are these people who are going to vote? How do you verify and validate that people who have the qualifications or essentially citizenship, right, that they're actually citizens are allowed to vote and everything else? And identity is still, it was a massive topic over the election, of course, now that we're not in election season. It has died down a little bit, but from an overall whole, identity as a core question is still massively important for everything we're doing in the world today. For all transactions, honesty and trust are based on identity and who you're talking to and who you're transacting with on the other side of the line. So as an example, we're actually coming up on the one-year anniversary of when CEO Scott Thompson, or former CEO Scott Thompson of Yahoo, was fired from Yahoo for lying about his resume and lying about his background and his skill set. And he was actually fired, and that cost Yahoo $250 million in market cap. And that one-year anniversary is coming up right now. So identity is still massively important in hiring, and frankly, a bunch of other transactions. There's been a variety of articles that have come out about dating, terrible dating mishaps, and all these other things where people have lied about their backgrounds or lied about who they are. And it's come out to be a massively painful experience for those who've been involved with those liars.
Now, what are some key insights you've learned since we last spoke, and what keeps you going?
Yeah, I mean, some key insights that we've really learned since we last spoke and talking about Vertru ourselves. And remember, for everybody out there, it's Vertru.us, so Vertru.us, or another way of saying it is Virtuous, because we're about honesty and integrity. And some of the key insights that we've really learned since when you and I last talked was, as a small startup, it's all about getting out there and talking to your customers. You really have to keep meeting with them, understanding their needs. You can't just build kind of a hammer and try to find a nail, is something that a lot of entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley talk about. You need to figure out exactly what that nail is that needs to be hammered in, and then make sure you have the right hammer for it. So constantly talking to your customers and understand it. And on that note as well, since we last talked, we had that conversation, Vertru was not announcing at that point any customers or partnerships. And we actually since then have announced five customers and partnerships, and we have a bunch more we're going to be announcing over the next few weeks. So we're really excited that we've made a lot of progress and headway for a company that's only a year old. We now have a lot of customers and partnerships that really prove out what we're doing, but we're constantly working to improve who we are and improve what we're doing. And really that's what keeps me going, is making sure that, A, we're going to constantly build our business and keep gaining new customers in building out what we're doing, but also, of course, the overall goal of the company itself, which is to create a more honest, high-integrity world in general.
Today we're joined again by Adam Spector, who is the CEO and co-founder of Vertru, an identity verification and authentication service here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So what is most important for an early stage entrepreneur?
You know, Eric, probably the key thing once again is first of all, making sure you know what your customers need. A lot of times early stage entrepreneurs look at things that are out there and say, hey, this is a problem I can solve. It doesn't actually mean that people will pay for that solution, but it means there's a problem that you can solve. But a really early stage entrepreneur should say, what else can I do to get out there? How can I learn what my customers really need and what they really want? Another piece is simply staying positive. It's very easy when things aren't going the way you want to get a little bit down on yourself and on your company or on your team, and you have to just stay positive and constantly remind yourself, you know what, there's no downside to what I'm doing. There's really, at least from my perspective, there's zero downside in starting a company. It's a risk and it's a gamble, but there's really no downside in doing it no matter what occurs with it. So it's constantly staying positive, saying, I'm building something that truly does have value and is worthwhile, and then getting the proof points to do that.
And what are the key benefits of starting one's own company?
Some of the key benefits for us really are, at least that I've seen, and I have a lot of friends in Silicon Valley who started their own companies too. And certainly, and this goes for other people. I have a few other family members who started their own companies. And everybody I've talked to, they say the same thing, which is starting a company gives you freedom in many ways to do what you want to do. At the same time, it also means there is no one else to report to, which is nice because you don't have any other boss, except, of course, your investors and your board. But at the same time, you have a lot of responsibility. And if you're somebody who enjoys the responsibility and the pressure that goes into that responsibility, knowing that you have to get it done, there is no one else to do some of this work. And even if there are, they report to you, and you're responsible for them. You're responsible for making sure they get paid and they receive a salary. If that's something that excites you and that you enjoy as an entrepreneur or somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur at some point in the future, then starting your own company is the way to go. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of responsibility. But it also means you're your own boss, and you can make the best investment one can ever make, which is in yourself. There's no other better place to put your money or your time. And that's what I love and gets me excited with what I'm doing and the benefits that I find of being an entrepreneur of my own company.
Good key benefits for sure. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Virtru online?
Yeah, so once again, the main area is www.virtrue.us, and it's Virtruous if you want to remember it from a sort of fun perspective. And our goal really is to create honesty and integrity in all transactions, although specifically focused on human resources today, and saying how can you hire with more trust in the people whose information that they're providing to know that you're getting the best employees and highest integrity and most honest employees possible.
Certainly been good to have had you back. He is Adam Spector, the CEO and co-founder of Virtru, an identity verification and authentication service. And the website, once again, is www.virtru.us. Adam, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.